Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So the holidays. It's a time where we have to go see our parents.
Mm-hmm.
If they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
I would say get to see them.
And if your parents live out of town, out of state,
mm-hmm.
whatnot, you typically end up having to stay there. Like when
sure.
you go back to see your parents or AHAC's parents, do you stay at their house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of Ugh. Course.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, there's room for us. I mean, I
understand there's room, but that doesn't mean you have to.
Well, and we have the kids now, too, and stuff. So we're going to get a hotel room?
Yes. 100%.
No.
That's when I definitely, that's when I made the excuse.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, oh, we
I
need
I can almost see the opposite, like getting a hotel room when you don't have kids.
Because you want to boink?
I don't know, because then when you have kids, you almost want the help of everyone else there.
But you can always just, like, at you know, first thing in the morning, you go back to your parents' house for breakfast or whatever and let the kids run around. But, like...
Yeah, but bedtime is just, you're in a one big room in a hotel, so you all have to go to bed at 7:30. That's not a vacation.
You're right.
Like, for
well,
me.
When they're little, I guess. Because, like, we eventually graduated to, like, the adjoining rooms.
Yeah.
That's, like, kids in that room, us in this room.
Okay.
And then you can do terrible things to each other. Do you find that Christmas time, the holiday time, is more romantic? Do you feel like...
Yeah.
Because it said like 2/3 of people in this survey said this is... You get the...
It's holly jolly. Mm-hmm. It's festive. It's fun. It's different than the rest of the year.
Yeah. Love is in the air. You're not fighting and stuff. You're
love
just,
is really all around you.
Christmas is all around you.
Well, no.
Christmas is all
around. No, that's a song. But like in the intro or whatever, it's like love is actually all around during the airport scene.
No, I get it.
Okay.
Still haven't seen it.
Let me just.
Oh, come on.
But there's, you know what else it is for me? And I probably shouldn't even say any. Like there's something about flannel-y pajamas.
Because
you can just spend so much time in like flannel-y, and you're just like, I'm just randy as hell. In flannel-y pajamas.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's you not?
No, I'm with you. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't really matter. What? I'm just randy.
No, it's just one of those things.
I don't care what season it is.
We're supposed to be talking about something totally different, but it's like.
I don't care what fabric your PJs are. Get them off.
For real, though. No, you don't like you're in them and they're it's like soft and you're just walking around going. Rrr, rrr, and it's just, and you know that they're like. Rrr, rrr, and you're just. Ugh. No. There's something about, this is the worst. I swear to God, please tell me, I'm going to give the text line because I need people to back me up. Are you or are you not more randy on Christmas morning? Like you're in your PJs, your husband or wife is in their PJs. And you're just like, and like the fruits of your labor are all there. Like everybody, it's just like this big thing. You're just like, God, we got to get up. Like I have smashed on Christmas Day almost every year because you're like, you just, There's just a thing.
That makes sense. That seems like it's almost primal at that point. That you're just like, we're all here and like, this
is great.
But then
it's weird because your kids are opening presents. You're like, I got to go upstairs. We got to go upstairs. No?
No.
303-222-5423. That's where you text. Tell me I'm crazy. I just think it's a...
I'm in. Yeah,
Christmas. You're like the weird... Like, I'm starting to discover you are the most Randy person ever.
Mm, yeah.
Because I'm an advocate for like testosterone replacement. And any of my friends, once they turn 30, I'm like, you should get your T levels checked. You just really should. Just get them checked. If they start to dip, because they just do. And I talk to you about it for like one sentence. You're like, nope.
Yeah. You literally, I remember you saying like
don't need it.
Don't need it.
Like, in fact, my wife would kill me if I get it.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm on thin ice as it is. I can't like, push it anymore.
That's strange to me that you're like, it's not slowing down for you at all.
I don't know. I've also wondered, I don't know if this is a real thing since I'm not a doctor, but I've wondered if I've had a second puberty because
I don't know if that's a thing.
I remember like, I was a very competitive basketball player, right? All through high school, I played a little in college, and like basketball was my life.
Yeah.
And then I was done, and we were married and stuff, and then I started playing in rec leagues, right? Just like league night, Tuesday night, I'll get some guys together, play basketball. And I would find myself way more upset at these rec league games than state tournament games when I was really trying to, and I was like, something's different about me. Like, I feel like I have more testosterone or
it's
like-
It's totally a thing.
Is it?
Shut like, up.
You're in the age range for it.
For a second puberty?
Yeah.
Really?
So
okay.
There's another testosterone spike or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real, no
we
way.
We would lose the championship game and it'd be like, oh, we'll get them next year. And then I'd lose the Tuesday night game and I would come home screaming
at the
and stuff.
Yeah. And you're like.
And I'd be way more mad at the refs and I would just be so frustrated.
Huh.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm reaping the benefits. It's not all negative.
Let's get AHAC on the phone. I'm thinking she probably thinks the opposite. The reason I'm saying all this is you're more romantic during Christmas, especially in the PJs for me.
Okay.
But then you're at your parents' house.
Mm.
And whoa. So the question was posed to the interweb. How many of you, when you go home for the holidays, smash on your old bed?
On your childhood bed.
Yeah. More than 50% have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's that low. Why wouldn't you?
First off, as I was driving away from my parents' house when I went to college, I watched my bedroom set going out the back door. They're like, this is not an option anymore. Like it became their computer room immediately.
Mm.
So I don't have the option. But I had fortunately done things in there before. But it's real difficult. Like my parents' room is like right across the hall. How are you going to do that?
What's the big deal? I'm a married man. I have two kids. Like, what? I would assume assume they would know what's going on if they heard, or just be quiet.
But you're not. No. I'm just always so grateful.
There's a different style, right? If you're in the sneaky mode, you're in sneaky mode. Versus if you're just like when you have kids, there's different. If the kids are gone for the weekend, now we're in just full unleash mode, right? But if they're there, if they're downstairs or whatever. You're in a it's a different mode. It's a different type of relations. So you just got to do one of those. Okay. You're not screaming and stuff, I assume, or else your kids are like, what's going on
sobbing
up there?
Sobbing is the most. But Aaron, you haven't.
I mean, I don't have my childhood bed anymore, but I did. But I've also never had to go home. I'm from here. So like, I don't know.
But of like, if you and your boyfriend were over having Thanksgiving
non-existent
dinner,
for the record.
No, I know you don't have a boyfriend now, but like when you did.
Yeah.
If you guys were over there, it's like, oh, I want to show you something in my room. Would you just go up there and like, bad baby, and then come back down looking disheveled?
No, I never did anything on the holidays. There's too much going on.
Huh. Yeah, I know. We need a break from that. You know? There's so much going on.
Look, this year, are you going to see your family?
I am, yeah. And we'll be staying in my childhood room. I think it's technically a new bed because I had a twin bed forever. So it's a full bed now, at least.
And but you're going to smash on it.
If my wife allows me to, then yeah, it's in my plans. It's in my itinerary.
Okay. I just want you to try the flannel pajamas.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.